know, there are different phases in human life. There are four distinct phases that are often mentioned. The first phase being that of childhood, when the vitality of a person is towards growth and development, and all energy goes into that. And that phase of life is dominated by a kapha. It is a kapha stage of life, when there is a hearty prana and a connectedness to the earth. Then comes the teens and 20s, when a person begins to explore their individuality and their autonomy. They begin to find their own unique place in the world. And this stage of life, it has much more rajas, there is much more activity, much more desire to put oneself forth into the world. There, at this stage, many people experience self-doubt. Many people search for the meaning of life and what their life will be about, what they will accomplish. They have many hopes and dreams. And it is a very good time to start Brahma Sadhana, to begin meditative practice. And it is a time in life when there is the exposure to mysticism, the heart and mind can be inspired, and the magical and the dynamic aspects of life come to life. And without this, the imagination, the creativity, the intuitive nature of the developing soul is not fully expanded. Welcome. And so without that, there is a depletion that occurs, and the living being finds that there is a dampening of the heart and the spirit, and as they live strictly in a material life. But when the dynamic energy of spirit is awakened, when the mysticism, magic, the adventure of human life is awakened, the soul has opportunity to imagine creative aspects of life that are very different, much more expansive. And so the entire pattern of the life changes. So it is a very good years, those years, to begin meditative practice and to begin the exploration of one's inner journey. Then from those years into the 30s, 40s, 50s, are years when there is much emphasis upon productivity, upon achieving one's aims and objectives of one's human life. And during those years, many people find their lives are very extroverted. They are raising children, they are having families, they are pursuing careers. And life becomes about what you do for many people. Not for all, but for many people. These are the years of opportunity to solidify your self-expression in the world. And if a soul pursues Brahma Sadhana, the spiritual life may take a back seat for many people to this dynamic expressiveness in the world. But there are those people who have become established in their intuitive life, in their spiritual life, in their creativity and connectedness, and they will sustain this through these dynamic years of life. And they will use the dynamism of that portion of life. For those who have awakened to spirit in the stage of the teens and 20s, they will use the 30s to 50s in the adult life to awaken and sustain their spiritual expression in the world. Then there comes, in the 60s or in the 70s, the fourth stage of life. And that stage of life is very different, because now, for most people, they have awakened their spiritual life, or they have expressed what they want to express in the world. They have achieved their accomplishment, or not. But the importance of achieving accomplishment begins to diminish. At this stage of life, the significance of accomplishment and personal expression lessens and lessens. And as the most people go deeper into this stage of life, it becomes more and more diminished. It becomes less important what you do in the world than who you love and the relationships you have to people. That starts to become the dominant theme, as it is a very dominant theme for the child. The family theme is very dominant. And in the fourth stage of life, this theme also becomes dominant. Love, connectedness, the values of spiritual life. It is not what you can achieve, but how you are in your own being that becomes significant. And when the family relationships, the friendships, these all become important. When people begin to value each other, to value the love of the heart. This is the stage when to do Brahma Sadhana, to follow the course to the inner realms, and to take to that spiritual life is very important. In ancient times, it was that this is the time to go to the forest to meditate and to leave all worldly woes and cares behind. In today's world, this looks a little different. People generally don't go to the forest. Hopefully they don't go to the nursing home. But they have opportunity to grow and express, to meditate, and to find the deep inner communion and connection. It is also a time of wisdom, a time for the sages of the world to emerge. From those who have led deep and meaningful lives and learned a great deal in that process, so that they have something to offer, something to give. It is the time to share wisdom, to meditate, to connect with the inner self, and to share wisdom. But this is very different self-expression from in the adult stage of life. For in that stage, the sharing is a deep need for accomplishment and self-expression. But at the elder stage of life, that need that to share is more of a giving back to the world. It is more simply passing forward the knowledge and wisdom that have been gained in a lifetime. And for those who have led lives of wisdom with depth and meaning and have learned from this life, they have something to share. For there has been a time in this society when this stage of life was not valued as much because the people had lived their lives in such a material emphasis that when it came to this stage, there was little to give and much worry about material security, which tends to diminish at this stage. You come into this world with nothing, and you leave in the same condition. So, by the 80s and 90s, even the 70s, many people are realizing these material possessions really don't mean anything. And they become less important, less significant. What is significant are the relationships, the inner relationship to the divinity, and the sharing of whatever knowledge and wisdom has been accumulated and accomplished in the life. And so the life of a human being has its own stages and cycles, and each person goes through these as they emerge in their spiritual life. Each person going through the different stages in their unique way. For one who follows Dharma and looks to expand from artha and accomplishment of personal desires to Dharma, to follow the path towards the divine, to moksha, to liberation, then these stages of life will look very different from one who is in the ego stage of kama, simply fulfilling personal pleasures, or one who is in the ego stage of artha, simply developing one's mark in the world. But when one says the integrated, self-actualizing ego stage of Dharma, then it's not simply making your mark in the world, but it's following truth, wisdom, and love, and aligning with the divinity that is within and in all beings, and learning how to be a clear channel, a hollow reed for this flow of divine love into the world. So the individual ego accomplishment is surrendered, let go, into divine presence, into divine love. And then the whole expression of life is entirely different than for one who is bound in the ego stage of artha, where there is personal accomplishment, personal achievement. That is more the building of the structure of the ego. But for one who follows Dharma, one follows the light, one moves towards moksha, towards liberation, by following the divine light. And when you do that, the expression is very different. And if you have attuned yourself to that, the entire expression of your life becomes a dance, a song, a poem in honor of the divine spirit of all beings. A poem sung in the world, the unstruck music of infinite love permeating and expressing in the song of your life, in the dance of creation. And when you move in that rhythm, in harmony, then you're whole. Then you are moving in Dharma. Dharma means the way. It is the Tao. Dharma is the Tao. It is the way. It is the way of all things. So when you are in harmony with the way, with the law, not of man, but the law of the creation, then you align. And through that alignment, you move to liberation, to moksha. All your expressions become not the expressions of your ego self, but the dance of divine love flowing and creating through the dance of your unique existence. And as it flows and creates through your unique existence, embellishing the world with the beautiful flower of your unique heritage, your unique expression. As this continues, you become the dancer in the divine dance, the singer in the song of eternity. And as you open to this divine flow, all the small ego identified parts of yourself begin to let go. The beliefs and constructs that are involved with the ego self begin to loosen. The love in the heart becomes the strongest force. The unconditional divine love. And as this happens, you open to freedom, moksha, freedom, free of the bondages, free in love, free in wisdom. So write the poem of your life in the halls of eternity with the pen of divine love. Let it be written for you by the infinite grace of divine being. Dance the dance. Of eternal essence. And be